The Miners have it first. Out on the volleyball spike line with Fredericks. Cavaliers man-to-man defense to start. Fredericks on the bounce at the volleyball spike line. Works it left wing now. Leaves it top of the key into the hands of Link. Cameron Link back left wing to Fredericks. Fredericks puts it on the deck. Gets into the paint. Muscles it up. Missed it. Rebound down to the Cavaliers. And Alex Struttner. Struttner pushes quickly. Leaves it for Taberzi right wing. They dump it down quickly on the block to Trim. Bad pass. Tip turned over. Here comes Cameron Link the other way. Wild left-handed layup, no good, missed it all. And the rebound down to Struttner. He tracked it down in the right corner. He leaves it off for Taberzi. He comes across the timeline, right side of the floor. The scorers table and bench is up on the stage this year at Carlinville. And apparently the coaches, they really like the benches and the scorers table over there. They maybe hope to make it permanent. Down on the block, it goes to Aiden Tosh. Nice move, spins middle, lays it up and in. First bucket of the game to Carlinville. Done a lot of games here at Carlinville. It is a weird look to look across and see the scorers table up on the stage. Nice action there for the Miners as they got it into Colin Oberfeldt, who checked in quickly, and he gets a bucket. Down on the block it goes to Taberzi, blocked. Actually, that was Jack Heron on the bucket, excuse me, for Gillespie. Got my threes and my fives mixed up. Here's a three ball left wing for Fredericks. No, and the rebound down to Carlinville. Tied at 2, 6:20 for the opening quarter. Into the hands of Struttner. Off to Wenzel now. Down on the block it goes to Aiden Tosh. Nice little ball fake. Spins around, cut off there by Rebus. Into the hands, right wing to Wenzel. He wants the three, way too strong, and the rebound down to the Miners and Anthony Rebus. Into the front court, Brock Fredericks with the left-hand bounce out between the circles. Gets a high ball screen right side of the key. Leaves it off for Rebus, now top of the key. Left wing it goes to Link. He wants the three ball, missed it. And the rebound belongs to the Cavaliers and Struttner. We've played 2 minutes, 15 seconds, tied at 2 here in Carlinville. Miners and Cavies. Here's Ethan Trim, left elbow. Bounces it once, leaves it off now. Back beyond the volleyball spike line for Taberzi. On the left wing, now on the block, it goes to Tosh. He has doubled, has it ripped away in there, and stolen by Zane Cunningham. Miners push into the front court with Fredericks. Top of the key to Cunningham. Zane, dribble drive, kicks it out. Link open for three. Way too strong, missed it off the far side of the rim, but the rebound tracked down by Heron, and he saves it right in front of the Cavalier bench on the stage side. Off to Fredericks, attacks, and draws the foul. First foul of the ball game going on the Cavaliers, and they're going to get Struttner, I do believe. That'll be his first. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners, and it goes to Cunningham, right elbow with the spin middle. Dumps it down to Heron. Nice dish, but Heron missed it with the left hand, and the rebound down to Ethan Trim. That was a nice find from Zane Cunningham that time. Heron just couldn't finish it off. 5 minutes first quarter, tied at 2. Left wing with Taberzi. Skip pass across the floor to Struttner on the right baseline. He will rise it up and knock it down. Alex Struttner rose up with confidence there from 16 feet off the right baseline. 4-2 Carlinville, 4:45 opening quarter. Cavaliers have a host of substitutions at the table. Down on the block to Heron, has it stripped away, but a foul coming on Carlinville. They will get Aiden Tosh on the personal, going to be his first. Baseline out of bounds for the Miners, not before Carlinville substitutions. And before that, we're going to get our mask break here in the opening quarter. 4:39 for quarter number one. Mask timeout on the floor. Carlinville leads Gillespie 4-2. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. 4 minutes, 39 seconds for quarter number one. Carlinville leading Gillespie 4-2. Miners have it on the baseline. It will be Cameron Link to throw it in. To the foul line to Heron, bounced off his chest. He corrals it right back to Link. Corner pocket three off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Cavaliers. Long outlet to Ethan Sidlock, the 5'10 junior. Lead pass for Aaron Wills, and it's deflected out. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. So Aaron Wills, 6'3 junior on the floor. Ethan Sidlock, check that. Yeah, Ethan Sidlock, 5'10 junior on the floor. And also Mason Duckles, 5'10 junior, checking in for the Cavaliers. At the foul line, Sidlock dumps it down to Trim. Ethan draws two minor defenders, gets it up over him, but left it short. The rebound down to Heron for Gillespie. Here comes Fredericks on the push. Brock Fredericks slows it up, leaves it back now for Rebus. In the left corner it goes to Tanner Whitfield, who checked in at the mask break. Leaves it back for Rebus on the block down to Heron, muscles it up and in. Nice move. Jack Heron using the window. He has all four Gillespie points, and we are tied at 4 halfway through quarter number one. Here's Taberzi. Left side of the key with Mason Duckles. Duckles now puts it on the deck, brings it across the head of the key, leaves it for Taberzi. Down on the block looking for Wills. Too tall for Aaron. Saves it from going out of bounds. Finds Duckles in the corner. Triggers a three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Mason tracks it and finds it at the top of the key, but collided with his teammate Wills. Jars the ball loose. Goes right to the Miners. And Whitfield now on the attack. Here comes Gillespie. And that is Brock Fredericks with the bucket. And he's going to be given a delay of game warning as he made the bucket and then took the ball and kind of threw it towards the baseline. You're not allowed to touch the basketball as the scoring team once it goes through the net. Strudner back on the floor. Ethan Trim will get a breather for Carlinville. And let's see, Aiden Taberzi is getting a blow as well. And Aiden Tosh is back on the floor for the Cavaliers. 3:25 for quarter number one. Gillespie leading Carlinville 6-4. Here's Duckles on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Miners. Mason dribble drive and contact and a foul. They're going to get Whitfield on the personal, and it's his first, team's first, and it's going to send Mason Duckles to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Heinz Furniture and floor coverings here in Carlinville. Free throw for Duckles, short. Stays a two-point Gillespie lead. As Duckles toes that Heinz Furniture free throw line. Lines it up and knocks it down. That puppy was pure. Didn't even think about touching a piece of the iron. 6-5. Gillespie leads with the ball. 3:10 first quarter. Here's Fredericks on the spin. Gets to the foul line. Draws a crowd. Rises up. Rattles out the jump shot. And the rebound tracked down on the baseline by Strudner. Good hustle there by Alex. He leaves it off for Taberzi. Here's Aiden Taberzi into the front court on the right wing. Taberzi on the bounce. Hesitation dribble. Goes baseline. Cut off there. Pivots around. He's in trouble. Trapped and able to leave it off for Tosh at the right elbow. Back to Siglock now. Ethan puts it on the deck. Pass to Tosh. Floats it up middle of the lane. No. Wills had the offensive rebound. Couldn't corral it. Tipped away by Heron. Picked up off the floor by Zane Cunningham. Here come the Miners. Fredericks. Back to Cunningham. He'll release the three ball off the heel too strong. Wills with the rebound for Carlinville. A one-point minor lead, 2:25 opening quarter. Ethan Siglock into the front court for Carlinville. Off to Duckles. Left elbow to Tosh. Back to Duckles. Mason Duckles to the foul line. Now leads it back for Siglock on the right wing. In the corner it goes with Strudner. On the elbow with Wills. Duckles. He'll fire the three ball. Yes, for Mason Duckles. He knocks down the triple off the left side of the key. 4 points for Duckles. An 8-6 Carlinville lead, 2 minutes opening quarter. Here's Fredericks into the front court being checked there by Siglock. Fredericks on the left-hand dribble leaves it back for Tanner Whitfield. Whitfield tries to step through. Wild shot, missed it. And the rebound down to the Cavaliers and Strudner. Alex Strudner pushing into the front court. Almost made a dangerous cross-court pass, decided against it, now leaves it off for Duckles. Right wing, Mason drives that right baseline again, cut off again, leaves it off for Tosh at the right elbow. Here's Strudner, 4-3, rimmed it out, no good. Offensive rebound, Tosh off the right block, contested in there by, I think it was either Cunningham or Rebus, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Gillespie. It'll stay with Carlinville. Aiden Taberzi will check in for the Cavaliers. Coming out will be Mason Duckles. And for Gillespie, a couple substitutions. Let's see who we got in. Cameron Kirk's returned. And who was the second miner that came on the floor? Joe Baglin, the junior for Gillespie. Cavaliers have it. Strudner wants the three ball top of the key a little bit short. Offensive rebound. Wills, his putback's too strong, but he was fouled. Two free throws coming for Aaron Wills, the 6'3 junior. As he will head to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. The foul on Whitfield, his second. Heinz Furniture, their fifth generation over there, stocked with quality furniture on sale. You can take it home today. Free throw for Wills is good. Carlinville now 2 out of 3 from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Second toss for Wills is off the heel too strong. Rebound in the battle for it. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get it on Carlinville. Be Aiden Taberzi. his first, team's third. 74 seconds, first quarter. A 9-6 Carlin DeVille lead. Ethan Trim going to check back in for the Cavvies. Aaron Wills will take a seat. He did good work while he was in there. Hops right back up onto the stage. Both head coaches, David Suits for Carlin DeVille and Casey Schultes for Gillespie. They're on the floor in front of the stage. And the chairs, obviously, along with the scorer's table, up on the stage. Some of the players just hop up onto the stage. Others will take the stairs. Here's a three ball left side of the key, rimmed out, no good for Cameron Link. Rebound down to Carlinville. And I should say probably most of the boys are going to just hop up onto the stage. The girls' game is probably 50-50, hopping up on the stage or taking the stairs. But I think most of the dudes are going to just hop up on the stage. 40 seconds, first quarter. A 9-6 Cavvy lead. Here's Trim, pushed off the block. He's double-teamed on the baseline. Tries to put it on the deck. Ill-advised, stolen by Fredericks. Third, Cavvy turnover. Now Brock gets tripped on his way up the floor. They're going to get Ethan Trim. That was a pure frustration foul for Ethan. He thought he got fouled when he had the basketball. No call. And then he reaches in about 70 feet from the hoop. That'll be his second personal foul. So he will sit. Duckles back on the floor. Wills back on the floor as well as Strutner also will get a breather for Carlin DeVille. Half a minute opening quarter. 9-6 Cavvies lead. Senior night for Carlin DeVille. Strutner, Wenzel, Tosh, Trim, the seniors for the Cavvies. They all started here tonight. 20 seconds for the quarter. Three-point Carlin DeVille lead. Gillespie handling out front, holding for the final shot. Little three-man weave action up top with Cunningham, Link, and Fredericks. 10 seconds for the quarter. Dribble handoff from Fredericks to Cunningham. Dribble drive, kicks to Fredericks. Brock, dribble drive, rises, left elbow. Yes, for Brock Fredericks. Four in the quarter for Fredericks. 2 seconds in the quarter, and the Cavaliers will not get a shot off. After 8 minutes here at the Big House on West Main, it is Carlinville 9, Gillespie 8. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carlinville. One quarter in the books. The Cavvies leading the Miners 9-8. Stay tuned. Game two of our doubleheader, girls basketball, Litchfield at Staunton, coming up next right here on FM 106. And Litchfield is out of their quarantine. Boys and girls both in action tonight, taking on Staunton. And we'll be talking with boys head coach Drew Logan on Sports Saturday tomorrow. And I can only – it has seemed like a longer period than 2 weeks just being on the outside. I can only imagine how long it felt for Litchfield being in the actual quarantine. I'm sure just thrilled to be back in action tonight. So stay tuned for the Purple Panthers and the Bulldogs girls game coming up next here on WSMI. All the scores tomorrow morning, of course, spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Here's Duckles on the dribble drive, leaves it back for Wills. Right back to Duckles working, probing that right baseline, tight ropes this baseline, leaves it off forward to Berzy, right back to Duckles. On the left elbow it goes to Tosh. Back to Duckles. Mason open for three. Yes. Mason Duckles, his second triple of the ball game. That was beautiful offensive action for Carlinville that time. Good ball movement. And winds up with a wide open three. Good spacing. 12-8. Cavvies with the lead. They're into a bit of a zone piece now. It looks like a real soft man. Down it goes to Heron. Way too strong. Good contest in there by Carlinville. And the rebound down to the Cavaliers. Here comes Siglock into the front court. Dumps it down to Wills off the window. It's good. Gillespie did not get back on the play. And Siglock able to push the tempo and get the easy bucket for Wills. 14-8 Carlinville. 6:55 for the first half of play. Here's Fredericks into the front court, behind the back, between the legs. Now top of the key it goes for Cameron Link. Link left wing. Fredericks wants the three ball, left it a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Heron. The putback won't go, and it's out of bounds off of Carlinville. Heron took a shot across the face there. He's trying to feel that out. Now he puts the mask back up over the what is likely the bruised nose. Official asks him if he's okay. He says, yeah, I'm fine. 6:40 first half. Baseline trigger. Cunningham gets it into Link. Athletic catch by Link at the foul line. Right back to Cunningham off the baseline. Yes, for Zane Cunningham, his first bucket. 14-10, Cavaliers with the lead and the ball. DeBerzy lobs it down to Wills, and he is fouled. That was a good lob pass. Wills was well covered on the inside, but DeBerzy able to throw it up over the top. Wills was fouled. Third team foul, first personal on Jack Heron, and that sends Aaron Wills to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. The first toss is off the heel, too strong. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Second free throw for Wills is good. Aaron gets one out of two. He has 4 points. The lead is five for the Cavaliers, 6:20 first half. Fredericks takes his time into the front court. Now gets a ball screen, works opposite, leaves it for Heron, left side of the key. Down on the left block to Cameron Link. Off the window, it's good. Nice move for the young sophomore there. His first bucket, 15-12. Carlinville leads with the ball, 6 minutes first half. Here's Duckles on the left wing, left elbow, leaves it for Tosh. Looking for the entry pass to Wills, tipped, stolen. Fourth Cavi turnover. Cunningham leaves it for Link. A wild reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Cunningham, the putback is good for Zane. He has four. Gillespie pushed the issue there. And Link might have missed the shot, but he did a good job just to get it on the window and give Cunningham an opportunity at the offensive board. The lead is one for Carlinville. 5.5 minutes, first half. Here's Siglock in the left corner. Little ball fake, leaves it for Taberzi on the right wing with Duckles now. Mason Duckles bounced it once, put it out in front of the defender, Cunningham, who stripped it right away. Fifth Cavi turnover. Here comes Zane Cunningham on the right baseline. Leaves it for Cameron Link. Spinning middle. Oh, nice move, Cameron Link. He has 4 points. That was really pretty. As he drove the baseline, spun back middle around the left block, and used the window. 16-15 Gillespie. Now nice high-low action. That is Tosh to Wills. Off the window is good. Six for Aaron Wills. And Carlinville back in front. 17-16, 4:55 for the first half. Here's Fredericks working left wing, checked by Siglock. Tries to dump it down to Heron. A congested pass there, tipped out by the Cavaliers. It'll be Gillespie ball. 4:48 for the first half, and I think we're going to have our mask timeout. Yes, we will. Carlinville leading Gillespie 17-16, 4:48 for the first half. Our second quarter mask timeout. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03 here on FM 106. Coming up next, more high school basketball girls action. Litchfield at Staunton. That broadcast comes up next here on WSMI. Tomorrow, girls-boys doubleheader Hillsboro at Nokomis. Live coverage begins at 5 here on FM 106. Those will be two entertaining games. On the baseline, trigger back to the inbounder. Link way too strong with the three ball. Missed it all. And the rebound down to the Cavaliers and Wills. He leaves for Siglock. Carlinville pushes. Here's Strutner. Gets into the paint. Cut off there. Dumps it back to Wills on the left elbow. Right back to Strutner it goes. Into the hands of Siglock beyond the three-point line. Out to the volleyball spike line with DeBerzi. High post feed now to Wills. Back to the basket. They swing it. Left wing. Siglock for three. Too strong. Follows his shot, but is poked away at the last second by Link, but it goes right to Strutner on the right side of the floor. Wills will rise up from 15. Almost banked it in. Wasn't trying to do that. And the rebound down to Gillespie. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Here's Cunningham. Leaves it off for Fredericks. Back to Cunningham. Down on the block it goes to Baglin, and he was fouled. Little push there. Fifth team foul on Carlinville. The guilty party going to be Aiden DeBerzi. It'll be his second. I don't have Gillespie for a turnover in this first half. I wouldn't take that to the bank, but I unofficially have them for no turnovers. Carlinville down for five. Off the inbound, a little lob action to Rebus. He left it short, probably could have came down with it. Here come the Cavaliers pushing. DeBerzi, lead pass for Strutner. He has to activate the air brakes to keep off the baseline. Dumps it down to Will, stripped on the way up. Got it back, but then too strong on the follow. And the rebound down to Zane Cunningham. Bounce pass off the dribble to Link. Absorbs contact, and they get offensive on Cameron Link. I think that's the right call for Cameron. His first turnover on Gillespie. He was a little bit out of control there, and he lowered that shoulder into the defender and the official right on top of it. If you dip that shoulder or extend that off arm, that is pretty much going to be automatic on the offensive foul. 3:35 first half. Down to Trim, draws a crowd, kicks out to Strutner, tried to repost to Trim, deflected away, stolen by Cunningham, and then he able to throw it off of Trim, but it might have caught Cunningham on the way out. Nope. It'll be Gillespie ball. Great job by Zane Cunningham. He was on the baseline there trying to stay in bounds. Just One hard throw right at the feet of Trim bounced off Ethan's foot out of bounds, and it'll be Gillespie ball. That was really well done by Zane Cunningham. A one-point Carleton DeVille lead, 3:23 first half. Here's Fredericks, top of the key with Cameron Link. Link on the left wing with Cunningham, and he traveled there. Shuffled his feet, making his move. Second Gillespie turnover. That was like the announcer's jinx there at the free throw line. Hey, Gillespie hasn't committed a turnover all night, and then bam, back-to-back turnovers. Substitutions now for the Miners. Jack Heron going to return, and Tanner Whitfield back on the floor for Gillespie. Rebus and Baglin getting breaks. A one-point lead for the Cavaliers. They have possession, 3:15 first half. Man-to-man defense for the Miners. Here comes Siglock across the timeline. Gets a high screen from Trim, leaves it for Wills. Left elbow too strong. Great offensive board position for Trim, and he is fouled by Heron. Oh, Ethan did a great job there. As soon as that shot went up, he turned and sealed his man, and he'll be rewarded with a trip to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. The second personal on Jack Heron. Two tosses for Ethan Trim. Ethan has not scored tonight. Now he has. Puts the first toss home. Heinz Furniture, they are fifth generation stocked with quality furniture on sale. You can take it home today or tomorrow. 3:04 for the first half as Ethan Trim at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for his second toss. Got them both. I'll tell you what, Ethan, he's a big fellow, but he's got good soft hands and nice quick feet. 3 minutes first half, a three-point lead for Carletonville. Into the hands of Fredericks, top of the key with Heron, dumps it down to Link. Hard of the lane off the window, it's good for Cameron Link. Nice offensive sequence there for Gillespie. Here comes Siglock. Bounce pass at the foul line to Tosh. He leaves it on the baseline for Trim. Ethan, little ball fake, drives baseline. Tough reverse layup there. He was under the backboard. I don't think he realized it. Off the underside of the glass, out of bounds. It'll belong to Gillespie. Ethan thinks he was fouled there, but the official's not going to bail you out in that spot. Three defenders around you underneath the backboard. 19-18, Carletonville leads 2.5 minutes first half. Gillespie took a lead briefly. Their only lead of the half. Here comes Fredericks. Dribble drive rises up. No. Rebound to the floor. Picked up there by Heron. And we're going to get a jump ball. Now we're going to get a foul. They're going to get, I think, Siglock with the personal. That's his sixth. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Gillespie. 2:21 first half. Carletonville leading the Miners 19-18. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Miners have the basketball on the baseline, down a point. Here's Fredericks in the right corner. Leaves it off for Cunningham, right side of the key. Zane puts it on the deck between the circles. Now gets a high ball screen from Heron. Works the other way off the screen from Link. Here's Heron, top of the key, down to Whitfield. Off it goes to Link. Off the window is good for Cameron Link. He got great position. He's got 8 points all in the quarter. And Gillespie's retaking the lead 20-19. Bad entry pass by Taberzi, stolen by Cunningham. Here comes Zane. Nice bounce pass across the floor to Whitfield, and Tanner is fouled, and he'll have free throws coming. That was a nice bounce pass off the dribble on the fly for Zane Cunningham. He's put together a nice first half here for the Miners. 110 seconds for the first half, and this will be Gillespie's first trip to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Whitfield's toss is short. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Tosh will check out, and Jared Winsell on check that, Alex Strutner onto the floor for the Cavaliers. Second free throw for Tanner Whitfield. And that one rattles down for Tanner. His first point of the ball game gives Gillespie a two-point lead, 21-19, 105 seconds first half. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show for you at intermission as Wills plays through the contact, lays it up and in. 8 points for Aaron Wills, and we are tied at 21. He absorbed the upper body contact there. Good no-call play through the light contact with the finish. 90 seconds first half. Down to Link. Rises up over Wills. Left that one short. Offensive rebound. Fredericks too strong on the follow. And Duckles with the rebound. He wants to push. Here comes Mason Duckles. Nice find down to Strutner. And he is fouled on the release. Duckles did a great job to hold on to that ball to the last possible moment, forcing the Gillespie defenders to come to him. And as soon as they took that step towards Duckles, he dumped it off to Strutner. The foul on Cunningham, his first, team sixth. And at the free throw line, the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Alex Strutner. Toss is no good. Heinz Furniture, fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Second free throw for Strutner. The toss is good. Alex gets one out of two. He has 3 points. Carlton DeVille has a one-point lead, 22-21. Clock running, 70 seconds, first half. Here comes Fredericks across the timeline. Leaves it back for Rebus in the corner. Cunningham wants the three ball. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around. Eventually picked up by the Cavaliers underneath their own hoop into the hands of Mason Duckles. Here comes Duckles onto the right wing into the front court. Leaves it for Strutner. Ball fakes the pass to the left wing as Gillespie was overplaying there. Right side of the key with Aaron Wills into the hands of Siglock. Ethan Siglock drives baseline. He's bumped with 43.4 seconds to play in the half. And that will send Ethan Siglock to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the one and bonus. The foul on Whitfield is his third. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. That is a long time. Siglock has to make the first to get the second, and he does just that. Ethan Siglock, his first point. 23-21, Carlinville leading. Second toss for Ethan. Got them both. A three-point Cavvy lead, 43 seconds for the first half. Here comes Brock Fredericks across the timeline for Gillespie. Dribble handoff to Zane Cunningham. He leaves it back for the sophomore Cameron Link. Three-man weave up top. Link hands to Fredericks, gives it off to Cunningham. He'll hand off to Link. He brings it to the top of the key, handoff to Fredericks. Miners holding for the final shot here, 20 seconds for the half. The three-man action up front. Now Cunningham on the bounce between the circles. Gets a ball screen from Rebus. Goes nowhere with that. Leaves it back for Link. 13 seconds for the half. Dribble drive baseline. That is Baglin, and he traveled. He got caught on the baseline and kind of got his feet tangled up, making his spin, so he lost that pivot foot. 40 seconds is a long time in high school basketball to try to hold for one shot. More times than not, it ends just like that Miners possession did right there. 4 seconds. Here's Siglock. Duckles, 2 seconds. Gets it up. Good if it goes. No, might have been partially blocked by Cameron Link. And after two quarters here at the Big House on West Main, the Carlinville Cavaliers leading the Gillespie Miners 24-21. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here on WSMI. Gillespie gets the basketball to start the third quarter. They almost turned it right over, but Frederick's able to corral it and keep possession alive. Frederick's along with Rebus, Cunningham, Heron, and Link on the floor for Gillespie to start. Get you the Cavaliers, five on the floor here. After Link lets this three ball fly off the heel too strong. Duckles had it, lost it, picked up underneath by Heron. His follow won't go. Trim taps it around, picked up by Wills. So the Cavaliers secure the rebound. Duckles, Wills, Siglock, Trim, and Taberzi for the Cavaliers as Duckles on the attack, missed the layup, and the rebound down to the Miners. Here comes Zane Cunningham. No one stopped ball. Zane gets all the way to the rim, off the window. That thing was halfway down and rattled out. It'll be off of Carlinville, staying with the Miners. Cunningham looked about midcourt like he was content to stop, but no one picked him up. A lane opened. He went right down the seam, and then I don't know how that ball didn't stay down, just a little too hard off the window. Off the baseline trigger into Link, finds Rebus at the foul line, left it short, and the rebound down to Trim. He gets it off the Siglock. One lead pass to Taberza, rejected by Link. Woo! Good old-fashioned munch right there from Cameron Link. Taberza never saw him coming. Three ball, corner pocket, no for Fredericks. Offensive rebound, Heron, follow good for Jack Heron. He has six. The lead is one for Carlinville, and Cavaliers need some assistance in the backcourt as Fredericks picked up the man-to-man pressure on Siglock, and he was the only Cavalier in the backcourt. Long pass to Trim in midcourt, back to Duckles and the Cavaliers across the timeline. 6:40, third quarter. Ooh, that block from Link still reverberating. That's one of those, you know, where you really miss fans, because a play like that, that would have generated all sorts of oohs and ahs from the crowd. It's the little things without the fans. Here's a left elbow jump shot for Wills. No good. Almost got it wedged in there between the backboard and the rim. Rebound, though, off of Gillespie, and it's going to stay with the Cavs. 6:24 third quarter. It'll be Duckles on the baseline to throw it in. Cavaliers line everybody up along the baseline. Duckles gets it into Wills, left corner. Left wing now with Siglock. Right wing to Taberzi. Open for three. Way too strong. Almost banked it in. Long rebound. Kicked around. Eventually out to midcourt to Taberzi. Down to Trim. It's up and in for Ethan Trim. All the miners worked back towards midcourt, working for the loose ball. And once it was picked up by Taberzi, Ethan Trim all alone underneath the hoop. 26-23. Cavs lead. Miners have the ball. 6 minutes, third quarter. Here's Fredericks on the left wing. Back to Zane Cunningham now. Cunningham works left side, picks up the bounce, leaves it off for Rebus. Anthony Rebus back to Cunningham. Zane Cunningham into the triple threat position. Now he pulls the mask back up over his nose. That's just what you want to do when you're on the attack. Here's Link on the left wing. Skip pass. Cunningham open for three. Rimmed it out. Boy, this rim don't like Zane Cunningham. He's rimmed two out. Oh, what a tap from Siglock all the way into the front court. The layup is good for Taberzi. Siglock landed right on his elbow. He says he's okay. That was a sensational play. At the top of the key on the defensive end, the ball was loose. He kind of just dove and almost just volleyball fisted it across the timeline right on target to Taberzi, who got the layup. That was really well done, and he's smarting, though. He's going to check out, still feeling that right elbow. Struttner onto the floor for the Cavaliers. 28-23, Carletonville, 5:10, third quarter. Here's Heron. Leaves it off for Cunningham. Zane, dribble drive, baseline, left it short, and we got a whistle and foul. Cunningham going to work his way to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for a pair of tosses with 5:07 to play, third quarter. The foul goes on Alex Struttner, his second. As Cunningham, first trip to the line, 4 points, first toss is good. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Aiden Tosh back on the floor for the Cavaliers. Duckles will get a breather. As the second free throw for Cunningham is good. So Zane gets the pair. He has six. A three-point Carletonville lead, 28-25. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Top of the key it goes with Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi now left wing. Leaves it for Struttner. At the elbow into the hands of Wills. He leaves it off for Taberzi. Down on the block to Trim. A great catch for Ethan, and he's able to rattle it down. Woo! Talked about those good hands earlier. He showed it all off right there. He used his fingertips to corral the pass and then was able to get the short baseline jumper to roll around and go down with a soft touch. A five-point Carletonville lead. Fredericks wants the three, left it short online, but short. Rebound down to Struttner, then he's fouled by Fredericks. First foul the half on Gillespie. It'll be the first personal foul on Brock Fredericks. Stops the clock with 4:32 to play, third quarter. And are we going to get our mask timeout? You betcha. 4:32 for the third quarter. Carletonville 30, Gillespie 25. Mass timeout for the third quarter. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carletonville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls-boys doubleheader here on FM 106. Girls action next, Litchfield at Staunton. Cross-court pass from Tosh, tipped. Stolen. Here come the Miners on the attack. Link had trouble with the pass. Now he loses it. Carletonville tries to throw it to midcourt. That's tipped and stolen. Gillespie has it. Link open for three, and he canned it. Cameron Link with 11. Gillespie's first three ball of the ball game. Pulls him within two. 30-28. That was a turnover-fueled sequence right there. 4 minutes, third quarter. Here's Siglock. Tries to dump it down to Trim. Ill-advised. Three black shirts there. Turned over. Tried to force the issue. Here's Zane Cunningham. What a pass down to Link. Count it. Yes, and the foul. Cameron Link. He has a baker's dozen. Another beautiful bounce pass off the dribble from Zane Cunningham. That one threaded the needle. Boy, he's had three bounce passes that can't be done any better tonight. Zane Cunningham. the foul, the second of the half on the Cavaliers. They'll get the first personal on Aaron Wills and Cameron Link to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. This to give Gillespie the lead. Back rim, side rim, and down for Cameron Link. Touched all the iron. He has 14, and Gillespie has the lead, 31-30. Here's Taberzi on the blow by, left it short. Offensive rebound. Trim counted in the foul for Ethan Trim. 8 for Trim. Carlin DeVille back in front, 32-31, 3:41 third quarter. And now it'll be Ethan Trim to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, fifth generation. Free throw is no good for Ethan. And the rebound going to be tied up. That is Rebus and Taberzi. And on the arrow, the Cavaliers have it. Great hustle from Aiden Taberzi. And that gives his team an extra possession. Rebus is slow here. He's not yet to his feet. And now Casey Schultes being asked to come out and check on the senior Anthony Rebus. 3:38 for the third quarter. Carlin DeVille leading Gillespie 32-31. We'll step aside and come back to Carlin DeVille following these messages on WSMI. Take it after this one. Anthony Rebus is up. He's able to walk off the floor. At just one point, you kind of saw him motioning towards his head, I think, when Casey Schultes was asking him what happened. He appears to be fine, says the guy who maybe didn't get his head rolled over on the floor. Back in the day, you'd say he got his bell rung. You don't say that anymore because we know the potential danger of those types of plays. So hopefully Anthony will be okay. He's out of the ball game now. He was replaced by Tanner Whitfield. Cavalier ball on the baseline after that great hustle from Aiden Taberzi. Got on the extra possession. Another bad entry pass. Three miners around Trim, and they tried to force it. Turned over. Cunningham, another nice bounce pass. Fredericks missed the contested layup, but he was fouled. Well, Zane Cunningham, he's putting on a bounce pass clinic here tonight. And that's two possessions in a row. Cromville's tried to force feed the post down to Trim when there's nothing there. He's had a defender in front of him, behind him, and on the side of him. And they tried to force it in. Free throw for Fredericks is short from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. Struttner out, Wills back on the floor for the Cavies. 3:28 for the third quarter. A one-point Carlin DeVille lead, 32-31. Fredericks missed the first. The second toss is good. Brock gets one out of two. 5 points for Fredericks. We are tied at 32. Now Gillespie showing a little full court pressure as Whitfield and Cunningham in the backcourt. Now the Cavaliers come across the timeline. Duckles to the right block, gets underneath the rim, and muscles his way up and draws the foul. For Gillespie, that will be the third team foul, second personal foul on Zane Cunningham, and to the Heinz Furniture free throw line goes Mason Duckles, the 5'10 junior. 7 points for Duckles. The toss is good. Heinz Furniture, they're stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, fifth generation. This for a 2-point Carlin DeVille lead. Yes, for Mason Duckles. He has 9. And with that, David Suits wants a timeout. 3:18 to play third quarter. Carlin DeVille leading Gillespie 34-32. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Fun ball game here tonight in Carlin DeVille. The Cavaliers leading Gillespie 34-32. Had good pace to this game. Up and down. Type of pace you like to see. And for the pace, being up like it has, the turnovers, not that bad. 6 for Gillespie. Now, Cromwell's turned it over 4 times in the quarter, trying to force feed that post a little bit. So they got 11 for the game. Here's Whitfield. Leaves it off for Baglin, who's into the ballgame, to Cunningham. They're going to get Zane for the travel. Yep. 7th turnover on Gillespie. Zane trying to recreate that move he just did at midcourt, but it was a travel then too. 3 minutes for the third quarter. A two-point lead for the Cavaliers. Siglock handling into the front court, working on Whitfield. He gets by Tanner. Now contact at the block, no whistle. It's going to be out of bounds off of Gillespie. Boy, Zane Cunningham thought he had stood in and took the charge, and the block charge, that's a tough one, but a lot of contact there for no whistle. 2:54 for the quarter. Duckles off the baseline, will lob it into Siglock. Here's Ethan. Bad pass stolen by Fredericks. He jumped right into the passing lane. Now Brock can't get it to go. Siglock did a great job to cut off his path to the basket. Fredericks wound up just out of control trying to force it up. And now Siglock coming back the other way. He's fouled. 2:42 for the third quarter. To me, I like some of these no calls personally. You keep the flow of the game going. Here's a corner pocket three for Taberzi. No. Offensive rebound, Wills. Off to Mason Duckles on the baseline. Leaves it for Wills. 18-footer. Yes, for Aaron Wills. Rattles it down. 10 for Wills. A 36-32 Carthenville lead. 2 minutes, 25 seconds, third quarter. Here's Fredericks, top of the key. Leaves it off for Baglin. Here's Cunningham, skip pass, touch pass now. Fredericks, three ball, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Taberzi for Carthenville. Good ball movement for Gillespie that time. Got a good shot, just didn't put it home. Here's Siglock handling in the backcourt. Leaves it for Duckles on the left wing. Mason Duckles to the foul line, pulls up, left it short, and the rebound down to Fredericks. Brock wants to push. Lead pass to Link, touch pass, right back to Link. Layup is good. Oh, that was beautiful basketball from the Miners on the fast break. Not one dribble. They went the whole length of the floor without a dribble. And it wasn't NBA style. No dribble, legit. No dribble. Bad pass. Siglock turned over. Well, a lot of turnovers for Carthenville in the quarter. 5 in the quarter, 13 for the game. On the attack, Whitfield has his pocket picked, but he was fouled. Fourth team foul. They'll get the personal foul on Siglock, his second. Carthenville getting a little loose with the basketball here in the third quarter. Siglock is out. Struttner returns for Carthenville. 94 seconds for the quarter. Now a Gillespie substitution, as it looks like Jack Heron will return for the Miners. He'll replace Cunningham. Much-deserved breather for Zane. Miners line everybody up on the baseline, and it goes to Baglin. That pass is tipped out of there as it wound up rolling right down the right side of the free throw line. There was no Miner in the area, but it was tipped out of there by the Cavies. Now Gillespie stations a Miner at each corner of the lane. It'll be Link to throw in. Left elbow, Heron lines it up. Left it short, just grazed the front iron. Rebound, though, off of Carthenville, and it'll stay with Gillespie. Ethan Trim doesn't think so. The official's going to get together. This call might get changed. This is what you like to see. The officials confer, and yep, they get it right. It will be Carthenville ball. Always good when they see the officials convene for a short amount of time and get the call right. Not like college where they go to the monitor, they're there for 25 minutes, and then you can play again. That took like 3 seconds. 80 seconds for the third quarter. 36-34, Carthenville with the lead and the ball. Here's Taberzi on the blow by. Gets all the way to the rim, draws the foul, and free throws for Aiden Taberzi. It'll be the fifth team foul on the Miners. And for Heron, it's going to be his fourth. That sends Aiden Taberzi to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. Free throw for Taberzi. Good. Aiden now with 3 points. His first trip to the charity stripe tonight. That makes it a 3-point Carthenville lead with a minute 13 for the third quarter. Second toss is no good. Hit a lot of the rim before it rolled off. Rebound down to the Miners. Here comes Fredericks into the front court. Here's a three ball for Rebus. Left that short, and on the rebound is tipped back to Rebus right at midcourt. He is hounded out there by Duckles. He got away with it over in the back violation right there, I believe. 50 seconds for the third quarter. He had established in the front court and then touch that midcourt stripe. 45 seconds for the third. A three-point Carthenville lead. Here's Fredericks handling out top. Leaves it back for Cameron Link. He will tuck it under his right arm, standing out in the center jump circle. CHS in red block lettering in the midcourt logo, and he's standing right at the intersection of the H and the S. Clock running, 23 seconds for the quarter. The Cavaliers more than content to let Gillespie hold for the final shot. No pressure being applied. The Miners now in a 1-4 low set. 13 seconds for the quarter. Link still holding in that jump circle. Off to 10 seconds now. Link on the attack at the elbow. He's going to rise up, left it short. Rebound down to Trim. 3 seconds. Ethan Trim lost the handle and a foul. Oh, that's a silly foul right there for the Miners with 1.2 seconds. And Trim a good 70 feet from the hoop. Oh, that's not a good foul. Sixth team foul on Gillespie. Second personal on Cameron Link. 1.2 for the third quarter. The Cavaliers will have a throw-in about 5 feet into the backcourt. So plenty of time here for the Cavaliers to get a look. After that foul by the Miners, that was ill-advised. Here's Duckles. Down to Wills. He's got time. Good if it goes. Online, but short. The Cavaliers got a good look. 3 quarters in the books. It is Carthenville leading Gillespie 37-34. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. We got ourselves a ball game heading to the fourth quarter. A 3-point Carthenville lead, 37-34. The third quarter decided nothing as they played to a 13-13 tie. Cameron Link, 16 points. That leads all scorers. He had none in the first quarter, 8 in the second, 8 more in the third for the Miners, who have the basketball to start the fourth. Here's Fredericks, leaves it for Heron. Drives baseline, cut off nicely by Strutner. Back to Fredericks now. Brock into the hands of Zane Cunningham, right wing to Cameron Link. Back to Zane, top of the key. Cunningham bounced it once, left wing to Fredericks. Brock tees up the three, pure for Brock Fredericks. He has 8, and we are tied at 37. Boy, Gillespie's had some good offensive possessions with the ball movement and the patience here tonight. See, Darren Deneve has just walked into the gym, so the Lady Cavaliers and Miners have concluded their activities tonight at the pit. That pass from Trim tipped around, picked up by Wills on the left wing with DeBerzy. That pass is stolen. He tried to throw it over the top of Heron, and Jack was having none of that. Lead pass, Fredericks up and down for the easy deuce. 10 for Brock Fredericks, and Gillespie has taken the lead, 39-37. On the right wing with Alex Strutner. Feeds the post down to Wills. Aaron Wills draws a double team, kicks it out to Strutner. Into the hands of Mason Duckles now. Duckles between the circles. Oh, pocket picked by Cameron Link. Link goes up and lays it in. Ooh, he might have thought about a dunk there, if not for the late contest by the Cavaliers. 41-37 Gillespie. Miners trailed by 3 at the start of the quarter. Now another turnover by the Cavaliers. Oh, they've gotten loose with the basketball here in the second half, and it's costly. Siglock back in for Carthenville, Strutner out. Cameron Link goes over to the Gillespie bench, gets a couple of high fives. Congratulations from his teammates. That was a beautiful pickpocket and finish. 41-37, Miners lead with the ball. Here's Brock Fredericks on the right wing with Zane Cunningham. Cunningham now leaves it right elbow for Heron. Jack Heron draws a crowd of Cavalier defenders. Back out it goes. Cunningham wants the three. That's way off. Took a left turn out of his hand. Gets nothing but air. Rebound down to Ethan Trim. Here comes Sidlock across the timeline. Leaves it off for Duckles. Mason Duckles now. Works to the right, and he traveled. Whoa, that's an unforced error right there from Mason. 10 turnovers in the half for Carthenville. And David Suits wants a timeout. 41-37 Gillespie with the lead. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the Carthenville timeout, Gillespie has the basketball up by 4. They were down by 3 to start the quarter. Now away from the ball, what do we have? We have a whistle and a stoppage. Oh, nothing major. I think they just inbounded the ball from the wrong spot. So now they'll inbound the ball from the proper spot, which will be front court right in front of the Gillespie bench. Here's Cunningham on the left wing. Leaves it back for Cameron Link. Boy, he's had a big ball game here tonight. 18 points and one big, big block. Down to Cunningham. That's offensive on Zane. He was out of control there. Great job by Mason Duckles to step in and take the charge. For Zane, that will be his third personal foul. Cavaliers need a good possession here. Forget the bucket. They just need to get a shot on the rim. A lot of turnovers here in the second half. Here's Siglock on the left wing, cut off. Bad pass, tipped and stolen by Fredericks. Here comes Brock. Hesitation, bounce, left hand finish is good for Brock Fredericks. Woo! He had the little ball fake to his right and then went back left with the Euro step and finished with the offhand. Now another turnover. No, a foul first on Fredericks. He was going for another steal and almost had it. Big win for the Lady Cavaliers tonight at the Pit in Gillespie, knocking off the Miners 44-28. And they're back in the building now. See a couple of the Lady Cavaliers have worked their way into the gym to take in the ball game here as Aiden DeBerzi at the Heinz Furniture free throw line knocks down the first toss. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854. That free throw just grazed the front iron and the rebound down to the Miners. So Carlinville gets 1 point. They trail by five as the Miners feed the post down to Heron. That's deflected out, and it will belong with Gillespie. 4:53 for the ball game. And I think we're going to have our mask timeout for the fourth quarter. Gillespie 43, Carlinville 38. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Gillespie trailed by three entering the quarter. They're up five with the ball open for three. Link, he canned it. Cameron Link has 21. What a ball game for the young sophomore. 46-38 Miners. What a fourth quarter explosion for Gillespie. Carlinville, in a lot of ways, though, has done it to themselves with the second half turnovers. Mason Duckles on the attack, no. Wills with a follow, yes, and one for Aaron Wills. A dozen for Aaron. The clock will stop. 4:33 to play. Still a long way to go in this ball game. The lead for Gillespie is six. And Wills to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, fifth generation. Wills for the and one, left that short. And the rebound, though, to Tran. The putback won't go. Almost tipped up and in by the Miners, but it's pulled down by Heron. Missed opportunity there for the Cavaliers. That could have been a four-point trip. That would have been useful. Here's Link on the attack. Rises, yes, for Cameron Link. 23, he's going to be a handful, folks. He's only a sophomore. And he is going to be a handful in the years to come. He's a handful tonight. For the Cavaliers, halfway through the money quarter, 48-40, another dangerous cross-court pass. Gillespie has been able to deflect a lot of those. Duckles, dribble, drive, attacks off the window. It's good for Mason Duckles. 11 for Duckles, the lead is 6 for Gillespie. The Cavaliers need a stop, though, on this end of the floor. Gillespie has had supreme ball movement, leading to good looks most of the night. Here's Brock Fredericks handling out front, being checked by DeBerzi. Cunningham comes and sets the screen for Fredericks. Now Brock leaves it on the right wing for Rebus. Anthony Rebus spins away from trouble, and we're going to get a timeout from Casey Schultes. He didn't like the set. 3:33 ball game. Gillespie 48, Carlinville 42. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Stay tuned. Game two of our doubleheader girls action, Litchfield at Staunton. The Purple Panthers out of quarantine tonight. And we'll have the Litchfield-Staunton girls game next here on FM 106. And Sports Saturday tomorrow, we will have Drew Logan, the boys coach at Litchfield, on the program. Get the thoughts on what it's been like at Litchfield the last 2 weeks in quarantine with the basketball teams. But they're back tonight. Very, very good. Here's Fredericks. Dribble handoff to Cunningham. Now the handoff to Link. We've seen this three-man weave action up top for the Miners when they're looking to run some clock. They're up by six right now. Frederick reverses course, attacks the rim, miscommunication, threw it to Hare, and he wasn't there, and it's going to be turned over and stolen. Frederick was throwing it more back towards the corner. Hare had cut towards the 10. 3 minutes for the game. Big possession here for Carthenville, and they threw it away. Threw it away. Taberzi tried the lob past the wheels and threw it well over the head of the 6'3 junior. That is 19 turnovers by my count, 12 of them here in the second half. Costly. A six-point minor lead. Here's Cunningham across the timeline inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Girls-boys doubleheader tomorrow. Hillsboro at Nokomis. Girls at 5, boys at 7, both live right here on FM 106 tomorrow night. Two fun games there. This has been an entertaining ball game. Good pace to the action here tonight. Up and down we've gone. Now Gillespie, of course, slowing it up a little bit, trying to work some clock. Up 6, 2.5 for the game. Here comes Cameron Link. Oh, he missed the left-handed layup. He did the hard part. A beautiful move. Got to the rim and went with the offhand finish and just a little bit too strong. Might have even slipped on the way up. He's going to be good. 2 minutes, 32 seconds for the game. 48-42. Gillespie leading. Taberzi out. Siglock back in for the Cavies. Carthenville led 9-8 after one, 24-21 after two, 37-34 after three, but they find themselves down 6 right now. The turnovers have hurt them. A lot of empty possessions in the second half. Duckles dribble drive baseline, blocked, but he's fouled, and Duckles hit the deck hard, and he is down. He is down face first right in the heart of the lane. Now he gets to his feet, and he says he's okay. He's a football player. That's what he says. Good, strong take, and he paid the price for it. He's kind of grabbing the back of his neck. And this is definitely one thing. I don't know when exactly this changed, but when you see a kid down with what the officials deem to be potentially an upper body injury, you know, the head, neck area, they really take the time now, and they give the kid the opportunity to collect himself. Gillespie's over at their bench. Duckles was standing at the foul line with Suits and a couple of the officials, and now we are going to get a timeout taken. But that is definitely a good change. It used to be they tried to just get you off the floor as fast as possible and get the game going. Now, more medical precautions, good advancements. 2:23 for the ball game. 48-42 Gillespie leads. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. So Mason Duckles kind of working his neck and head around, trying to get loose a little bit. He's at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. The foul went on Cameron Link, his third. The free throw for Duckles is short. He'd been 3 of 4 at the line tonight. The second miss there. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854 for cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Second free throw for Duckles. Left that short. Missed the pair, but the offensive rebound to Wills. He leaves it for Duckles. Siglock. Ball fakes the three. Now Mason, right wing, passes on the three. Still plenty of time for the Cavies. Down 6 with the ball. 2:10 to play. You don't need a three, but it would be useful. Here's Trim in the right corner. Off to Duckles, right wing. Strutner for three. Oh, halfway down, rimmed out, and then Rebus got tangled up with Wills. They both hit the deck. Wills grabbing his head a little bit. He bounces right to his feet. And Gillespie-Carlinville, that's what happens when these two schools get together. No love lost generally. But this has not been anything other than a clean, hard basketball game. There hasn't been any dirty action out there, just both teams, all the kids on the floor playing hard the entire way here tonight. And when you do that, bodies are going to get tangled from time to time and kids are going to hit the deck. But it's been a good, clean game. The foul on Rebus is first. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Wills, he knocks down the first toss. He has a baker's dozen. Heinz Furniture, their fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Or tomorrow. 2:01 ball game. Duckles is out. Taberzi back in for the Cavaliers. Second free throw for Wills. Got the pair. Two big tosses right there for the 6'3 junior Aaron Wills. The lead is 4 for Gillespie. A minute 55 to play. Handling in the backcourt, Zane Cunningham, and he is bumped by Taberzi. Just the fifth team foul. Now, Gillespie, they are well over the limit. 10 team fouls, so Cavaliers shooting 2 the rest of the way on minor fouls. A minute 53 to play. Sideline out of bounds for Gillespie. two fouls to put the Miners at the free throw line. But Carnival is not to that point yet. They can play good, aggressive defense. And that's a cheapie right there. They lobbed it into Rebus on the right block, and they're going to get Strutner for a little push in the back. Carmel didn't get their money's worth on that foul. They would have liked to have been able to be real aggressive and go for a steal with that extra foul. That didn't happen. Baseline inbounds to Rebus. Draws a crowd. Bad pass. The ball is loose. Picked up by Trim. Gillespie turns it over. Their 10th of the night, but a costly one. 100 seconds for the game. 4-point Miner lead. Here's Strutner. Leaves it for Trim, foul line. Ethan Trim muscles it up and draws the foul. Two free throws for Ethan Trim. Trim tonight is 2 of 3 at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. That foul on Jack Heron, his 5th, so he is out. He was in foul trouble all night long. He'll be replaced by Joe Baglin. Two free throws for Trim. The first is good. 9 for Ethan Trim. Makes it a one-possession game, 48-45, 94 seconds to play. Second free throw is good. Free throws in the money quarter, very, very important. A 2-point lead for Gillespie. 90 seconds. And if you're the Miners, you can't lose your aggressiveness, right? This is where you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. You want a work clock, but yet you don't want to just go into stall mode and run the risk of a turnover. 80 seconds to play. Next foul puts the Miners at the free throw line. Fredericks picked up his dribble. He's in trouble right in front of the Miner bench, and Casey Schultes gets a timeout. A buck 16 to play. Gillespie 48, Carthenville 46. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on WUSMI. Down the stretch we come here, a 2-point Gillespie lead, a minute 16 to play. Miners have the ball, sideline trigger, and they get it in dangerously to Baglin, runs into Trim, and ooh, that's not the man you want to run into there. Baglin is down. He took the brunt of that collision. That's a tough foul on Ethan Trim. The ball bounced away from Baglin, and as he was going to retrieve it, Baglin, the ball, and Trim all got there at the same time, and Baglin, he's not right. He's a little bit woozy. He's going to have to be helped off the floor a little bit. He ran right in to Ethan Trim, and Ethan is built about like a Mack truck. Baglin went down in a heap. Trim, he didn't move too much, but he did get whistled for the foul. He's still trying to figure out exactly how he got called for the foul, and that's almost like the Shaq effect. It's like, you're just bigger than everybody else, and he hit the ground real hard, so you're getting called for the foul. Hopefully, Joe Baglin is okay. Oh, man, that was a football-style collision with no helmet and no shoulder pads. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Caden Oberfeld coming off the bench. You talk about a tough spot here. 1 in bonus. Oh, he got it. Oh, he got it. The young fella. How about that? That's good stuff. Caden Oberfeld at the Heinz Furniture free throw line, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. 5th generation at Heinz Furniture. Baglin going back to the locker room, or at least back towards the tunnel. Second free throw almost banked in by Oberfeld. So he gets 1 out of 2. That's a job well done, though, off the bench. He hasn't played all night. Just step up to the foul line for the 1 in bonus and knock it down. 65 seconds down to Trim. Oh, offensive on Ethan Trim. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, don't know about that. 4th on Ethan Trim, and those are 2 hard luck fouls in the last couple of seconds. I did not see an offensive foul on that last sequence. Zane Cunningham looking to get it in. Full denial for Carthenville, deflected out by Aiden DeBerzy. Still not over here. A 3-point Gillespie lead, 64 seconds to play. The Cavs showing full court pressure. Cunningham looking, baseball pass, middle of the floor, no one there, threw it right to Ethan Trim. Cavaliers have it back down 3. Boy, that was not good. Here's Wills, attacks, off the heel and down for Aaron Wills. He has 16. And did we get a timeout? What did we get? Or did we get a foul? A technical foul on Carlinville's bench, I guess? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Somebody from Carlinville got teed up after the make. I suspect that David Suits thought there was contact and should have been an and one. And the official teed him up for it. Boy, there's been a lot of emotion in this game, especially in the last few moments. Tough time for a tee there. 49-48. Gillespie with the lead. Brock Fredericks at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for technical foul tosses. Free throw is good. Rattled it down. 13 for Fredericks. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. Of course, Gillespie gets the ball. 2 second. Free throw is good. Hit the front rim. Seemingly hung there for a second before it crawled over. So the lead is 3, and Gillespie gets the ball after the technical foul. From my vantage point, a couple of tough whistles on Ethan Trim here down the stretch. And what do we have? We have a timeout taken as the Miners were struggling to get it in. 52.8 seconds to play, Gillespie 51, Carletonville 48. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Gillespie gets it into Brock Fredericks. He comes across the timeline, kicks it in the corner to Caden Oberfeld. On the left wing now with Fredericks. Clock running 38 seconds in the corner with Oberfeld. That pass deflected out, a 3-point minor lead. They are clinging to that lead right now. These 36.8 seconds can't go fast enough for Casey Schultes. Offensive foul on Gillespie, the moving screen on Brock Fredericks. Boy, in a game that has been allowed a lot of free flow and motion, a lot of whistles here in the last couple minutes. 51-48, Miners with the lead. Here's Siglock. Dumps it down on the block to Wills. Aaron out to Duckles for the 3 and the tie air ball. Goes right to Tabersi, down to Trim. He's blocked and fouled. That'll be on Cunningham. I think that's his 4th. And it'll send Ethan Trim to the free throw line with 24.7 seconds. Huge tosses here from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. The 4th on Cunningham. Trim will get 2. 10 points. Still 10 as he missed the toss. Heinz Furniture, 5th generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Second free throw for Ethan after he missed the first. Toss is good. Gets 1 out of 2. 11 for Trim. Substitution at the table. That's Alex Strutner replacing Trim. He's got 4 fouls. They don't want him on the defensive end. Full court pressure here for the Cavvies. They could really use a steal. Into the hands of Cunningham. Instead, the quick foul. So Carlinville will try to stretch this out and make Gillespie knock down their free throws to get out of here with a win. It'll be Zane Cunningham, the senior, to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for what will still be the 1 in bonus on the 9th team foul. The foul on Siglock, his 3rd. So he's got to make the first to get the second. If he makes the first, it's a 3-point game. It's a 2-point game right now. So he needs both to make it 2 possessions. Cunningham tonight has 6 points. He's 2 of 2 at the stripe. Toss good. That was calm and pure for Zane Cunningham. Trim is in. Strutner is out for the Cavaliers. This is the big one to make it 2 possessions with just 23.4 seconds to play. Zane Cunningham. The toss is good. He got them both. The lead is 4 for the Miners. Now the Cavvies have to go quickly. You don't need a 3, but you need a bucket, and you need it now. Duckles leaves it. Wills, 15-footer around and down for Aaron Wills. He has 18, and David Suits gets a timeout. 15.7 seconds to play. Gillespie 53, Carletonville 51. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. A 2-point Gillespie lead. They have the basketball in the backcourt facing full court pressure. Cavaliers not guarding the inbounder, so they've got 5 Cavaliers on 4 Miners right now. It'll be Anthony Rebus to throw it in. Into the hands of Zane Cunningham, and he is quickly fouled by Siglock as Gillespie had everybody at the midcourt line, and then they sent everybody in a sprint towards the baseline. So two more big free throws for Zane Cunningham. He just knocked two down from the Heinz Furniture free throw line, and now he'll get two more in the exact same situation. Needs to have them both to make it a two-possession game. 10 seconds have ran off the clock since he was there the last time. Free throw for Cunningham is short, and the Cavaliers are going to have a chance. The Heinz Furniture free throw line, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. So this to make it a three-point lead with 14.8 seconds left. Cavaliers have battled here, hung around, and given themselves a chance. That was Cunningham's first miss from the line. He's now 4 of 5. Second toss is good. The senior gets 1 out of 2. And Casey Schultes wants a timeout. 14.8 seconds for the ball game. Gillespie leads by 3. Carthenville has the ball when we come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. The Miners leading the Cavaliers 54-51, 14.8 seconds to play. Carthenville will have the basketball. The Lady Cavaliers are back in attendance tonight. They have returned from their trip to the pit tonight, where Carthenville beat Gillespie 44-28, a real nice road win for the Lady Cavaliers tonight over Gillespie 44-28. Here in the boys' game, this thing has been fantastic from the opening tap. We had wonderful pace just up and down the floor with good end-to-end action most of this game. And as is usually the case the last few minutes of the fourth quarter, the pace has slowed a little bit. We've seen a lot of trips to the Heinz Furniture free throw line here in the fourth quarter. And Gillespie has done a good job at the foul line. Zane Cunningham has made 3 out of 4 tosses here in the last 10 seconds of game action as Gillespie has a three-point lead. It'll be Mason Duckles to throw in. Cavs have to go the length of the floor here. In it goes to Siglock. Clock will run. 12 seconds for the game. Cavaliers down 3. Ethan into the front court. Across the floor to Taberzi with 8. Aiden Taberzi forces up a 3 for the tie. Way too strong. Offensive rebound. Trim. The putback is good. 13 for Trim. Timeout taken with 3 seconds to play. A 1-point Gillespie lead. And now the Cavaliers are going to need full-on ball denial. Really got to force the 5-second count. That is their best bet here with only 3 seconds left. If Gillespie gets it in any fashion, they're going to be hard to beat. 54-53, Miners clinging to the 1-point lead. 3 seconds left. We'll see if Gillespie can get it inbound when we come back to Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. Yeah, the situation is simple. If you're Gillespie, you get it inbound, you're probably going to win. If you're Carthenville, if you don't let him get it inbound, you've got a chance to win. And before the ball is inbounded, a foul away from the ball. So that's going to send Gillespie to the free throw line. That's not the worst thing for Carthenville. No time comes off the clock. But this is a situation, to me, if you make the first, either way, I missed the second one on purpose. With just 3 seconds left, don't give Carthenville an opportunity to set something up and throw something the length of the floor. Make him chase it down off the iron on the miss. We'll see. At the Heinz Furniture free throw line, Cameron Link. Double bonus time now. Free throw for Link is good. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. So here we go. Decision time for the Miners. Obviously, if you miss it on purpose and Carthenville throws in a three-quarters court shot, you lose. Second free throw for Link. He made it. 25 for Link. The lead is 3. They'll have a chance. Three-quarters court to Burzy for the tie off the front rim. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Almost jarred it from three-quarters court for the tie. Oh, my goodness. No, that would have been for the win. Excuse me. 55. No, that was right. 56-53. They were just late to get the last point on the board. So three-quarters court for the tie off the front rim. A three-point win for the Miners, 56-53. We're back to wrap it following these messages on WSMI. Fun, exciting ball game tonight. Gillespie wins it over Carthenville, 56-53. The Miners trailed after the first quarter by a point, trailed at halftime by 3, trailed after 3 by 3, outscored Carthenville 22-16 in the money quarter, and they win it 56-53. They were sensational at the Heinz Furniture free throw line down the stretch. 13 of 17 for the game, but 8 out of 10 in the fourth quarter at the foul line for Gillespie. Cameron Link, what a ball game. He finishes with 25 points tonight, 14 for Brock Fredericks, 9 for Zane Cunningham, 6 for Jack Heron, 1 point apiece for Tanner Whitfield and Caden Oberfeldt. Unofficially, I had Gillespie for 11 turnovers. Carlinville, I had them for 19 turnovers, and 12 of them coming in the second half proved to be costly. Aaron Wills led the Cavs tonight with 18, 13 for Ethan Trim, 11 for Mason Duckles, 4 points for Aiden DeBerzy, 3 points for Alex Strutner, 2 points apiece for Ethan Siglock and Aiden Tosh. So with the loss, Carlinville drops to 1-4. With the win, Gillespie improves to 2-5. Stay tuned. Coming up next, more high school basketball as Litchfield out of the quarantine at Staunton tonight, and girls basketball coming up next here on FM 106. Of course, we'll have all the scores. Spotlight on sports 7:30 tomorrow. Sports Saturday at 9:03 on FM 106. Thanks to Pat, Drew, and all the fine folks here at Carlinville for their wonderful hospitality in these uncertain and crazy times for high school athletics. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we bring you absolutely no high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Your final one more time in the South Central Conference thriller, Gillespie survives Carlinville 56-53. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced the nice action here on FM 106. Stay tuned. Game number two, girls action, Litchfield at Staunton comes your way next. I am Tim Mize, and we say so long from Carlinville.